All right, welcome to another episode.
We're just jumping in like that.
Yeah, we are. That's how I do things. No, I'm your host this week, Andrew. Nice mug. It's like the the weird impractical mug? He has a Master Chief mug. Because Master Chief kept taking.
How do I drink from this?
They made it into a mug. Yeah, that looks really weird. Anyway.
Okay.
I don't know what episode number this is, but
36, 7, 9.
Cool. It's in the 30s. And yeah. I think, Josh, let's just get into it, right? Like, run the intro.
Yes.
Is the only one not. Anyway, welcome back to another episode of Way Off the Rails. Oh, you are. Okay, cool. You just stood up to try and show off your muscles. I see how it is. Sit down.
Yo, I don't have to stand up to show off anything, bro. I don't have to do that.
Andrew, turn off his camera.
Yeah.
Damn it.
He looks really, works out more than me. Yo, cake rocks.
He looks really scrawny for our listeners. Just no muscles whatsoever. But he was trying to flex like he has some. And
I'm gonna sit cross-armed and just the entire episode.
Well, mm-hmm. Mr. Muscles, you have the ad for this week, correct?
Sure. Yeah, I guess.
Hit us with it, Mr. Muscles.
Fine.
He doesn't have.
It's too quiet.
This episode of Way Off the Rails is brought to you by things that I don't want to do. Starting with this ad. We're not doing it.
And we're done. Cool. Cool, cool, cool. Cool, 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 cool. I don't know what I'm doing. Stop me. That was horrible. You definitely forgot. So great. Cool. Mr. Muscles. I'm going to call you that this whole episode.
I actually didn't forget. I had that planned out all day. So kick rocks. Don't. You're testing me already this episode, and I hate that.
Good. When I'm the host, I'm the antagonist. No,
cut it out.
You both should hate me.
God.
I'm here. I just want to have a good time.
Do you want to know what our topic is?
Good times.
Sort of. It's the summer. That's the topic. We're just going to talk about summer.
Aww.
It's the first week in June, so technically not the summer yet, which I always forget. Because like when I think June, I'm just like, that's summer. That's the start of summer. It's technically, 21st of June is the summer?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
With the solstice.
Who cares? Once June hits, that's summer to me. So I say we're already into it. And we're just going to talk about it. Summer stuff. Summer activities, things like that. Whatnot. What do you guys like to do during the summer?
You know, I like to really take it easy, go outside, read a nice book.
I feel like I'm lying.
Yeah, dude, I just go to Disney.
All the time?
All the time.
You do that year round, though. Like, what's the specific summer thing? Is this like Disney, but there's a specific summer stuff
at Disney? Honestly, Disney summer is rough. Summer at Disney summer during Disney. At summer.
It's hot. Yeah, no, that makes sense. Yeah.
At the place where Mickey lives, it's warm during the summer.
Warm. John, what about you? Summer activities, what are you doing?
Yeah, mostly.
He's just being salty right now because I keep calling him Mr. Muscles.
Under my contract with things I don't care about, I am legally obligated not to talk about this with you. So
this is an hour long topic, so better start talking.
Gotta take that up with my lawyer.
Oh my gosh, do you have that Camilla chick? Justice for Johnny. No way. Wow. Man, she's good. Man. Back to back Johnny's.
Cool.
Hey, cool. We stay winning, dude. Summer. Yeah. I wish I knew this stupid song from Frozen by heart. I would just sing that for the next 20 minutes. When Olaf, Olaf, yeah, when Olaf was singing the song, it's
melting.
He sings, I mean, you know, go to the beach, go away, you know, to go to the beach, spend thousands of dollars to leave the country just to go to the beach.
But it's nicer beaches with clear
water. Is it though?
Okay,
no, most of the time it is.
It's a diaper water in New York. It's Joe, you know what I'm talking about? Like those disgusting water in New York.
No, bro, like nobody's been outside in the last like 3 years.
That's true. It's,
the that water's is
true.
Fine.
That is a
good point. Whales are coming back.
Yeah, they got whales out there, man.
That was actually a good point.
It's okay.
Which is actually terrifying.
No, I would give anything.
I don't know. Like, they can't get that close to land, so it's fine, right? Like, you don't, how far do you swim out when you
have you ever heard of a beached whale, bro?
If you that's go, true. If you go to the pools at Disney, you'll see a lot of those.
That's mean. Fat
no,
people want
Josh,
to enjoy the weather
not,
too.
That's not even correct, Josh. Those are Leviathans.
Those are the people that when they they have to get carted off of Disney because they can't those kick were, it at Disney. Those...
Or they get carted around the airport.
Oh man, I'm so excited for that. Wally. Time.
Not me, bro.
Just have one of those things. Just
I saw a woman in October and we went a large woman, and it wasn't like a wheelchair. It was like, you know, those two baby strollers, like the twin baby strollers.
Yeah. She was riding in one of those?
One for each leg?
With her son. With her son.
Wait, no.
On her lap, dude.
Who was pushing
her? Who was pushing? Strongest man in the world?
Husband.
That's so weird. That's weird.
God.
The twin baby strollers.
He actually might not have been the husband. He might have just been fishing and thought he made a real catch. Look at the size of this sucker. Yeah. It's like, I'm going to eat for days.
All right. So, yeah, your beaches. That
turned
Josh is Disney in the summer, dying of the heat.
I wouldn't even say beaches. It's more like pool and parks and stuff like that.
Pool and parks, yeah.
Pool and parks.
And then we also have White Pond.
What's that?
Lake.
We go
floating, which is a lot of fun.
I go to Black Pond. Pond?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's more like your, like, I've only gone like a couple times, so that's more like your guys' thing than mine.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, like, that's a fun thing.
Maybe
it is. No, it is. It was.
Yeah, no, and it is fun because it's like we just get, there's a group of us. We each bring some sort of float, raft kind of thing. And recently, China and I acquired from other family members this giant raft that fits like 4 to 6 people, has 2 coolers in the center. Each one has like a little cup holder as well, or beer holder. And you just float out in the middle of the lake, just chilling in the sun.
And then have to get a rescue call because you guys can't paddle back because you're all wasted.
Oh, that's fine. We'll make it happen. It's usually just you call the ranger. Hey, we need a boat.
Sounds
help
fun.
Me, please.
Yeah. My summer activities have not been much in the past few years, but that's for reasons obvious. So no one should be going out.
You say past few years, we're saying 15, 20. How, like, what's the range?
I mean, I was thinking just
because you don't go outside.
I go outside.
But you go outside to walk to like Starbucks and then you come back.
Yeah. Yeah. That's good. It's a good, nice walk, you know? You go early in the morning before it gets too hot. Yeah, all good.
So you're not even walking in summer. You're walking in like spring.
It's still really hot in the morning.
This guy.
It has. Okay.
I do summer activities. I go outside before it gets hot.
Why do you think I made this topic so I can get ideas? It has been a while since I've been to the beach. It's actually been years since I've been to the beach. Because there is no beach really near me. I mean,
but you do have you do at least have a pool. You've told us.
I do, but it's tiny. And
yeah, it's two of you. We know.
Yeah. So it's just like I'm never gonna use it. But you know, I
actually, I'm not trying to be like annoying or difficult. But you still work from home, correct?
Yeah,
most of the time.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, you could go in the middle of the day, in the middle of the week, when nobody else is around.
Oh, to the pool. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Probably could, yeah.
You could take advantage of that. Why not? Even if it's just for an hour.
Well, you know, you're not working up off a laptop, though, too. Yeah. Same for, like, oh, so then, like, just chill at the
pool. Oh, yeah, dude. That would be amazing. Are you kidding me? That would be amazing.
I don't think there's Wi-Fi out there, but that would be a good idea. Like, legit, dude, that's what I was talking about, though. If I had, like,
1,000-foot Cat 5 cable, run it out there.
If I had that, my would own,
be incredible. Are you kidding?
Like, legit, that's what I was thinking of, like, when I was talking about last time. If I had a house with my own pool, like, I legit would be working out there every day, because why not? Why would you not?
You do it right now, and you would save so much more money. Like, I don't understand.
Yeah, I gotta get Wi-Fi, or I guess hotspot my phone. Listen, it's just,
you know what, I might try it. John, next week, come over. We
do it. Yeah, you guys
pool.
Have a pool.
I mean, we'll do the podcast by the pool. That was a strange sentence.
That'd be hilarious.
Definitely said it before, though.
I am at least a dinner and a movie type of guy. All right.
Anyway,
come on.
So
come on. Yeah, it's lunch and a TV show. Come on.
Okay, what do you guys have?
So I found, disrespectful.
We'll keep talking about, like, what you do over the summer and stuff. But before we get into that, I found dangerous summer activities. This list was not as dangerous as I thought it was going to be.
Oh,
yeah, it really isn't.
Like, really nice. Isn't. What? There's new things to try.
It's stupid. It's basically like normal stuff, but then they're like, but it's dangerous.
Put on fire.
Yeah, it's so, like, there's 30 of it, and, like, number 30 is driving as a summer activity, and they're saying that's dangerous. But it's just, like, driving in general.
Why? Because there's more people out?
Parking, yeah. Overheat? It's not even saying anything about the summer specifically. They just gave numbers about driving in general. I was like, that's so really dumb.
Come on.
Playing basketball, though, is 29, because I guess during the summer it gets hot. But that's not even what they're talking about. They're just talking about sports-related injuries. I was like, it's a terrible
list. What is this list? What is this list? Where did you find it? At the toiletstore.com?
A random site called Best Life.
Mm-hmm.
Taking selfies. Best list. Taking selfies is 28. That makes sense, though, because there's a lot of people who, like, fall off cliffs because they, like, not paying attention. I don't know why I'm laughing about that, but, like, it's a real thing.
Okay, but, like, honestly, try
to take a selfie and then they just whoo.
If you, yeah, if deserved
you, if
it.
If you can't, like, stay still or have the wherewithal to not stand on the edge of a cliff,
they're trying to get, like, a good picture. So, like, they'll stand there and then they'll move because they're,
so,
like,
it's, yeah, so it's behind.
Hey,
it's behind them.
Hey, actually, these things cost $1,000, dude. It's got 3 lenses, bro. They take pretty good photos. And with the advantage of having 3 lenses is that I can change.
We're looking at your messy room right now.
It's fine. It's not that messy.
Number 27 is drinking, which, again, they're being very general. But I think in the summer,
I feel like that's not general. It's drinking and driving.
You do drink a lot more in the summer. Well, I wasn't talking about the drinking and driving, just drinking in the summer, right? Like,
I feel like they're alluding to drinking and driving, though.
No, I think
there's no, like, mass epidemic of people just alcoholism over the summer.
No, binge drinking. Yeah, you can die from just drinking too much.
Well, I know you can, but I'm.
That's what they were saying. That's what I'm reading to you, you jerk. That's what they're not talking about drinking and driving.
Yeah. Did you not know that? Maybe if you don't.
Yeah, yeah. Get your affairs in order over there, Josh.
Hey, you know who it was?
Don't come over on this side.
No good, dirty, rotten scoundrel. Aww. He doesn't stand right.
We used to, in the summer, we used to play a lot of sports back when I was in New York. But do you guys still do that, John? Like baseball and stuff?
No, we haven't played baseball or softball in a while, but we still play basketball.
Because number 26 is playing baseball, which is stupid.
Because you look up into the sun because you can't play baseball during the winter. Yes, that's going to be a danger.
I feel like it's just accidents. Because remember, what was that one time where who got hit in the head? Was it Zach?
By, yeah.
That 100% sounds right.
We were packing up for the day.
What a great story.
And, like, your brother, John, just decides to hit one more. while everybody's packing up and not paying attention. And it beams Zach right in the head.
From bat to head.
Yeah. No. So Brandon was standing, we're literally all packing up. So like I'm like outside of the field. Andrew's like walking in. Colin is like at the car already. Yeah. And this is this is less than 10 minutes from my house. And then Ryan was also like on his way back, and Zach was picking everything up and was at like the mound. And Brandon was in the batter's box. So Brandon takes a softball, throws it up in the air, whacks it, line drive right into Zach's head. Yeah. And like, it was a hard hit. So I was like, call him! And then all of them start yelling at me, like, why would you call him? Why? I was like, you just knocked my boy out. Like, what is this nonsense?
Zach is just knocking around.
The sibling cousin rule is that you check them first. If they're not okay, like, then you call the police.
Why am I getting yelled at?
But he doesn't know he's young. He's young.
Is now a paraplegic in the middle of the baseball.
He's a beached whale.
it's the rule, man. The sibling cousin rule is like, if somebody gets hurt, you just be like, don't cry. Shut up. You're fine.
Legit.
It was a
that wasn't my fault, right? But you got to tell them it wasn't my fault, right? You got to tell them it was just
accident. It wasn't me.
But like, he got hit hard.
You need to cry.
I don't think we took him to the hospital or anything, but we just had him.
No, of course not.
Just had to make sure he stayed awake for a while. Be like, make sure you're okay.
Yeah, he got hit hard.
Number 25, horseback.
So I guess it makes sense that baseball's up there.
Yeah.
Horseback riding, I guess. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that seems just dangerous.
You got here getting trampled and whatnot.
Have you ever gone horseback riding?
I have, yeah. Never in the U.S., but on on vacation, yeah.
Gotta look on the beach with the shirt flapping around, just
of course. See, and I can't grow my hair that long, so it won't be like flowing in the wind. Real Fabio vibes,
right? Like, there's nothing's happening. You gotta wear a wig, and then it'll help you out.
No, you just gotta wear nice set of like Ray-Bans, polarized.
And just the shirt. Open. Yeah,
open shirt. That's all you need. And then you gotta hit the blue steel.
That's what Josh is doing right now.
Josh looks like he's being held at gunpoint.
I was on a lawnmower.
Oh.
Stupid. Number 24.
Grass went in my eyes.
Is sunbathing. Sunbathing is a dangerous activity, yeah.
So this is all about the long con.
That one's the long con for sure. Skateboarding, 23.
Yeah, I feel like
that's skateboarding. It is kind of it is a summer activity though, but it's just like that. It seems still kind of general, where it's just like, yeah, of course, skateboarding is kind of dangerous. Riding waves,
drowning. Like at a concert,
naturally. Oh,
I mean, that would be crazy, but no, they're talking about it in the water.
I'd like to at least once like ride a wave in concert.
Have you ever done that?
I've never crowd surfed. No.
Yes.
Really?
Wow. What concert?
It was like a tiny little venue, but it was for a punk ska band concert. Went on stage, danced a little bit, and just jumped, and nobody caught me.
Nice.
No, I'm just kidding. No. But that one I was just a part of a 1,000 person hive mind, but somebody
at that point you are
on, yes, somebody went up on stage in a wheelchair and then
rolled off.
Yeah, and we floated him on. It was crazy. It was absolutely
on the wheelchair
crazy.
With the wheelchair.
Yeah, I thought they got to the edges and like pushed off with their hands. So like,
That's what I thought too.
Stood up, he was like, really feeling the music.
A little ledge at the end of the stage,
and you ran
up against the ledge. Like, spun the wheels just really fast, and it just went. Lost.
Look, Zach, get my wheelchair. Oh my gosh! No, whole wheelchair and everything. Yeah, I actually, it was with Whole Wheat Bread, the Gym Class Heroes, and Streetlight Manifesto was the
Whole Wheat Bread is the name of a band.
Yeah,
yeah, I was concerned
at first.
It was
like,
three.
I was like, you guys just brought a bag of whole wheat bread with
no,
you.
No, no, no. It was three black guys that it was like a mix of punk and rap. It was absolutely insane. And then Gym Class Heroes, it was before they got, yeah. So I remember being at that. Yeah, exactly. It was back like just. Never mind. I was trying to try to do old school radio, like the megaphone thing. But, anyway, so Travie McCoy, boy Travie, he came down on like off of stage into the crowd and was just like singing and rapping in a circle around everybody. It was just like super cool, really awesome. And then Streetlight Manifesto was the main band, and then that's when it like really popped off, and me and all my white friends were going crazy.
Mm.
Weird, mm-hmm. Weird. There's a lot of sports on this list. Next one is tennis, 21. This just seems like, you know, normal.
You gotta be careful of that tennis elbow.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Like, it's just sports injuries. Number 20 is volleyball, which volleyball is a fun sport to play. Like, I'd rather that than tennis. I'm mostly because I'm bad at tennis, but volleyball is fun to play. And yeah, apparently
tennis. Badminton, though.
Badminton.
Minton.
Catch a boy in the minton court.
Handball is the best.
Number 19. What is the thing you hit?
In badminton?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
The birdie?
No. No. Oh my god. It's right here, dude.
I'm assuming you know because you asked us.
It's right here.
No, I can't remember.
Oh my god!
It's something stupid. Just say it, Josh. You know what it is. No, Josh knows. Josh knows what it is.
It's right here. I gotta look it up. It's something like so stupid.
It's a birdie.
Oh my god! Is it a birdie? No, it's not a birdie.
No, no, it's totally a birdie.
You don't know? I thought you knew. What is it called?
Just say it. As soon as you find it, say it.
Oh.
I knew it. I was like, it's right here, dude.
Where was it?
Right there.
It was right there?
In, right into my brain.
What is it called?
And I don't know why it was there. I don't know, dude. I couldn't find it.
Nice.
Moving on. Number 19. We've done this whitewater rafting. It's a lot of fun. Ooh. But yes, it could be dangerous.
I haven't been whitewater rafting in a long time.
It's been so long.
I've heard blackwater rafting is just a nightmare.
Is that like the highest level or something? Or is that a joke you're making? It's a joke you're making and I missed it, but it's fine.
Oh my God.
Yeah, so we never did the highest level though when we went. What do we do, like three or something?
I don't even know what the levels are.
Like 1 through 5, I think.
The highest is Black Diamond.
That's
you cute. Can only do that That's... in Africa.
Oh, I thought that was Blood Diamond. My bad.
Dang it! So annoying. It was right there. Oh, it was right there.
Man. Number 18 is grilling.
Okay.
In bed.
Just burns people being
sometimes
stupid.
Sometimes you grill your foot on a George Foreman grill in bed.
Possible. You lean down, really put your hand.
That's really stupid.
Some people like to wake up to the grill. Smell of bacon in the morning.
You want
to
know what super is? Number 17. Cleaning pools. Is dangerous.
Falling in.
And then just attacks the eyes. The
chemicals. It's like the chemicals you use is dangerous. Oh, it's not.
So what is that? Why use something that I mean it's
concentrated. If it's not concentrated, it's fine.
Once you put it in the pool, it's fine. But like when it's not in the pool.
Do you realize if you took everything that we used and like broke everything down to like their base ingredients, a lot of the stuff in like extreme quantities. Oh, I mean, anything in extreme quantity will kill you, but
yeah,
a lot of the stuff is just
told us booze that could
not
happen.
Good for you. Oh,
drink too much, you could die.
Who would
remember? Thought? And that lady, she drank too much water in an hour, died.
You can't drink anything, dude.
Let's try to win.
That's because she's weak. I can drink the ocean. number 16 is camping.
Okay, Aquaman. Bears.
Watch out for the bears. I mean, it also depends on who you go with.
And I don't want to go camping ever.
Come on.
I only pitch tents by myself.
It's a get out situation. What was that? Anyway, 15, shooting BB guns.
That's
shooting baby guns. Why are you shooting baby guns?
Somebody shoot that baby.
It's a summer activity, I guess.
I guess you shoot BB guns and somebody's like, "What you say?" And then shoot you with the real gun. And then
yeah.
Exactly. That's exactly.
There's actually
Tennessee.
There's a TikTok trend going around. You guys heard of Orbeez?
No, I heard of Arby's.
No, these are Orbeez. So
they've got the meats. Like, that's not. He shut down.
So what was this? Orbeez?
Orbeez. Yes, Orbeez. Is that when a big group of people get together and...
Nope, I don't think that's what we're talking about.
Gets real sweaty. No, Orbeez. They're little like they're little like BBs, but they're like gel. Or I don't even know if like gel, but like they just shatter on impact because like I don't even know like how to describe them.
They're like Tide Pods.
But like people have been going around doing like drive book buys with them, and ended up not so well for some of these people.
Wait. The people shot back getting shot you? Or the people getting shot back?
For the people who are shooting at, like, who are doing these drive-bys with the Orbeez, get, like, chased down and the crap beaten out of them.
Now, are they in a car doing that? Or are they just, like, running?
Sometimes, no.
Maybe they're on a bike or something.
That's what they get.
I mean, it's like, even if, like, you know, like, somebody can tell, like, oh, it's not an actual gun, like, it still hurts. Still.
Yeah, and this is not the right time.
Yeah, and if somebody shoots you with that, I'm chasing you down, and I'm going to beat you.
See, that's the thing. You have to make sure you have enough ammo so when they get closer, you still pop off. Just pop, 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 pop. Then you got little side pistols. I don't know what those guns are. They're little harmonica guns.
That sounded so weird. Anyway, number 14 is gardening.
Doing Morse code over here.
Gardening.
Yep. Injury prone.
Gotta watch out for those hoes.
Hoes, yeah.
You children.
Yeah, get raked. Yeah.
Number 13 is surfing.
Surfing. Yeah, surfing.
Crowd surf. Sharks.
Oh, sharks. Oh, man, I just want to crowd surf.
I mean, that too. You miss that, and then you just hit the ground. And,
Oh, my God. Yeah. Oh, no. Have you guys ever tried surfing? This is a genuine question.
Yes.
Tried to surf?
No, yeah, I've never tried to surf.
It was like New York waves, so they were weak.
Oh, okay.
Kind of hard to do, but yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I've never really... I don't know. I'm also scared of the ocean.
It's fun, but like I wouldn't go somewhere where like the waves are where they need to be because like that's too much. Like that'll be like... I die. I'm an okay swimmer, but like I'm not that good that I'd be like... I would go really far out and get on a giant wave. That's not happening.
Dude,
so like the New York waves, they weren't big. So
it's just so it's not there. You need an in between somewhere.
Yeah, I need something in between that. I'll be okay.
Yeah, not just like the kiddie pool and not tsunami.
Exactly.
World. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And not
because there's no middle ground between kiddie pool and tsunami.
There isn't.
No.
Do you know how hard it is to find one without sharks? Yeah.
Yeah.
Number 12, playing soccer. Just another
why? Because player. You're playing with a bunch of standing people.
I'm just going to interject here and just say that this list blows.
It does, because it's a lot of like just sports activities that you just normally get injured with, right? Like 11 is water skiing. Good injuries.
But I mean, that is dangerous because when you're going that fast and you fall, that water's like concrete.
Did you ever see, what was it? Not water skiing, but like the other thing that you can get, not a tube maybe, but like...
No,
there was one with like a kid and he was like you know, some kids weigh like 60 pounds or something, and he's on there by himself, and the thing just went in the air and it's just flying in the air.
So terrifying.
Like the couch things?
No, the thing well, there's those, but then there's the round ones. Like it's almost like a raft.
Well, they just pull.
Yeah, they just pull it. Yeah.
And so you're on it, and it just, he was so light, it just went in the air.
Took him in the air.
Yeah. In the arms. The couch ones are fun, thinking, though.
Let's go fly a kite.
Yeah, it was on it was on that Instagram page about like kids getting hurt, which is it's like where they're okay, but like you watch it because you're like, it's funny, kids getting hurt.
When Fail Army was really big, but then they started doing People Are Awesome videos. There was one where it was two rafts being pulled, and they hit a wake, and one raft completely dumped out everybody. And the other raft flipped over, and the guy fell out of his raft and landed in the other raft and just kept cruising while everybody else was just good times. You know what would have happened if it was me?
Good reflexes.
Under the motor.
All right, top 10. jumping on trampolines. It just moves up.
Oh yeah, no. Those
summer springs will get you. Because if you jump on the trampolines, then you're doing the wrong thing. You got to jump on the trampolines, and then you might have a better time. The trampolines,
typically, I was hoping you never noticed.
They actually They had a seminar in school about it. They told us to stay away from the trampolines. It's just bad design.
It's actually just a man pretending to be a champ.
it's a champ. You know, he was.
It's like, I'm the greatest in the world.
It's just Michael Jordan just
jumping off the rock in the middle of a just race.
I'm the champ.
The champ is here.
Or is it when he's like against a wall? He's like, what's
up? I'm the champ on lean. With the turtleneck and the
Number nine, I know you got. I feel like you did, John. Scuba diving. You went scuba diving, right?
Nope. No thanks.
Hey. Josh, have you? Yeah. See, no the chance. Ocean's not a thing I want to be in. Under, you know, on top, maybe.
I'm cool with like being under it. If there's like a submarine involved,
and you're in a submarine, I feel like even
submarine, but even those like those submersible vehicles.
I know you're trying to make it weird, Josh, but we're moving past.
I was just listening. I was excited for your story.
Sure.
I'm just trying to see what's under the ocean.
And number
eight is with your sub.
Biking, number eight.
Oh, yeah, because your legs just get caught in the pedals. And then somebody throws a stick.
I feel like getting hit by cars is more like what they're going with. But yeah, sure, that too. It's just people out there throwing sticks in your bike spokes to trip you up.
Trebuchet,
the ones where like stab at me. But honestly, a big part of that would be avoided if freaking bike riders went to the places that are being created for them to ride their bikes.
Imagine that.
Or if we made more bikes places everywhere else. Like, biking is good for the environment. I'd bike to work if I could, but like I can't actually get to.
You wouldn't.
I would.
You would absolutely not.
I would.
You would absolutely not.
I don't live
far. Do you bike normally at all?
Yeah, actually recently I have. I
pulled out. Yeah.
Good for you, bud. That's awesome. I mean, what? Idiot.
Mostly to Starbucks and back. But yes.
It's something. So you just negated that entire trip.
What do you mean?
No, you gotta pre-burn the calories. So that it doesn't really hit as hard.
Also, I'm just drinking like black coffee. Like I don't try anything else. Like, you know how like they give you, like I have the Starbucks app and they give you like a certain amount of orders or whatever. I use it for black coffee.
I actually have no idea. I don't drink
coffee. They're just like,
yeah, why don't you drink coffee
either. I use Slice, and after getting a bunch of pizzas, you can get one for free.
I don't know.
So it's like that?
Yeah, sort of. Number seven, you're going to hate this. Mowing the lawn.
I told you, grass goes in your eyes.
There's some sharp blades.
It is. Captain. What's funny is this article is like, so it's probably a good sign that it's time to hire those neighbor kids. Because why you get injured? Injured some kids. Hire them, let them do it. It doesn't actually say kids. Like why it's dangerous, but
seems to me like neighbor kids are stealing our jobs.
Word. Number six, tubing.
Tubing or two-wing?
Tubing. Yeah, you know, well, we're talking about getting dragged behind.
If you went to areas that you're supposed to be tubing, it'd be fine. But people are tubing in the road.
Yeah. There's a hurricane outside, and like, oh, I'm going to tie this tube to a truck, and I'm going to go tubing in the middle of a hurricane.
I actually thought you were going to say, I'm going to tie this tube to a tree. You're just with the hurricane.
Because he's training for the tube competition. So you do it in a hurricane.
Oh, cool runnings.
Yeah. What? I had no idea where that was going.
Making
sure. Number five is just boating. Completely different
season.
Number five, just boating.
Understandable.
Boats. Need a bigger boat.
Number four. Accidents.
There is actually, apparently. Let's see.
Boat.
4,291 recreational boating accidents.
That's a lot.
That was 2017.
Oh, that's, yeah.
It's probably quadrupled.
It's still a lot.
No, I mean, it probably went down for a little bit when nobody was going on their boat.
People went on their boat more.
No, what?
Yeah, I was going to say, maybe they went on their
boat. And also, everybody got money, so they probably
And all the celebrities were like, hey, we're in this together, and they're out on their yachts.
You're right.
Alone, escaping the zombie.
Coral reefs gone.
Getting airdropped food and stuff.
That's another one. Which of the pools in Florida?
Seahorses gone.
No, is that real? No.
I don't know.
I was like, that actually would break my heart. I love seahorses. They're cool. You know the males carry the babies?
Yeah, yep.
Why don't you get a fish tank and get some seahorses? I feel like that would be cool, actually. Why get fish? Get the seahorse.
He has horses outside, does he?
That's nice. That was awesome. That was awesome. I really like that. That should be the motto for an aquarium that only has seahorses. Why get a fish?
Why get fish, get seahorse.
Get a seahorse. Yeah. I really like that. God, Andrew, you missed your calling.
As what?
A stupid word maker.
Enthusiast? Oh, cool. Number four is swimming.
It's what?
Swimming, yeah.
Sharks?
They're mostly saying this about injuries, not like death or anything. It's just you get injured swimming. I guess you pull your arm when you're doing the breaststroke. I don't know.
Doggy paddle. Dog actually bites you.
Sprain a finger.
Yeah. Seal.
Because why would you pretend to be a dog? That's asking for trouble. Number three is setting off fireworks.
Oh yeah, well you just blow off your nubs.
You'd blow off your nubs, or you would get nubs because you blew off your fingers.
I mean, it depends on what you're starting with.
It's true. Maybe you, last year you did it and you had nubs now, and then you tried again because you're like, it can't happen twice in a row. And then
boom, maybe you were born with nubs.
That's true too.
Maybe it's Maybelline.
Maybe it's Tresemme. I can't believe I said that in one of the episodes. Idiot.
Yeah, you ruined that so badly.
You really
so
did.
So badly. Really did. In the name.
Maybe it's God. Old Spice. Like, what the hell is wrong with you? God.
Number two, off-roading. Only did it on vacation, but it's fun.
What do you off-road?
I feel like, yeah, if you are doing it by yourself, maybe you'd be doing more reckless stuff. Because I think because we're in a tour, like,
is there like a stat limit that goes with that? Like,
apparently, 214,000 injuries related to ATVs, mopeds, and mini bikes are reported every year.
That's a lot.
That is a lot.
200,000.
Mopeds.
ATVs or mini bikes. Like you ride in Italy.
Yeah.
That you go like 15 miles an hour on.
Yeah. So
no, they're pretty fast.
There you go. So off roading.
Has apparently some of them. Yeah. You get the off-road tires, man. You moped off-road. You know, when you're getting chased by a bear, what would you do? You'd hop on your moped. You would moped away from the
bear. And just be slower for them to catch.
I think the noise would scare them off. You don't think the noise would scare them off?
No, they're probably thinking like, oh, look at that, fast food.
Number one.
Meals on
wheels. This is for you, Josh. Amusement park rides.
Oh, yeah. See, that's why I dodge them year-round.
43,000 people injured by amusement park rides every year.
Every year, people. Every year.
Wait, but the other one was 200,000 people.
Yeah, I don't know why the difference.
They should be flip-flopped.
Why?
Because there's more for the off-roading.
The off-roading was 200,000 people, and this one was 43,000.
It's more of a controlled environment.
Yeah, maybe
off-roading, like, you're just going into the woods. There isn't somebody that's like keeping track of, like, okay, let's move this twig and this.
That might be why it's like off-roading is your fault. Yeah. This is like usually not your fault.
If you're at Universal around. And you're like,
if anything, that would mean that there's more injuries that aren't reported for off-roading than are reported for an amusement park. Because
We know Disney doesn't.
If it's an amusement park, it's going to be reported because of insurance reasons. If it's off-roading,
it's cutting out.
Have I been talking this whole time and it's been.
Yeah. Okay.
No, sorry, buddy. We were getting pieces. We were getting pieces. But what was amazing, he left. What was my favorite part is him cutting in and out and then. Perfectly, we heard the. he got tongue tied, and in order to correct it, he goes.
And now he's gone, not coming back because he made
fun of me. What a sucker! Look at him! Oh man,
John, come back.
So yeah, I see what he's saying, because there's probably more accidents that are not reported. From off-roading, but because it's a controlled environment, I don't know. What were the rest of the words, John?
I don't remember.
Yeah, come on.
I don't remember.
Use your brain.
Hey, do you know what that list told me, though?
States that it blows?
You should have zoomed it. Yes!
Listen, danger's out there, man. You want to know how you stay safe for the summer? You stay inside.
Cool for the summer.
You know what I do in the summer? I play video games. I catch up on my backlog.
No, you do not.
I don't, actually. Yeah, I'm really behind. It's crazy, actually. It's very sad.
Very sad.
Because, you know, I need to... Thank you. Listen, summer activities, man. What else do you guys do over the summer?
China's a big planner. China's a very big planner. She's all the time like, oh, we should do this and we should do this.
Is it like every weekend kind of thing? Like you guys are doing something every weekend?
She'd like that. Yeah. But I'm more of a hermit.
Yeah. I feel like a lot of it, if it's just like hanging out with people, isn't that like you're not really doing anything, you're just going to somebody else's house or something.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. For Chai, it's always like, oh, we have to make sure we go to the lake, or like, we got to make sure we get back into tennis. I want to learn how to play golf. I want to do this, And I'm just like, I just want to sleep in and then maybe see the sun. That's what makes our marriage work.
Frolf, though.
Oh. What? I also didn't talk about that on the weird sports episode. What frisbee golf. It's disc golf.
Oh, yeah.
It's actually that's pretty fun.
Yeah.
I'm looking at my discs right now. Discs.
Careful. I heard
you. Just clarification. I don't keep it in a bag.
Your shuttle discs.
But like, you could like go and let China do whatever she wants, and you just hang out there, right? Like, if she's going to play golf, you just go in the country club and drink or something.
hi, thanks for showing that you're not married. Yeah, no, there's no chance. We're going to go somewhere together. And I'm like, all right, see ya. No, there's no shot. No shot. I can do that. I can say, hey, let's go to Dave and Buster's. And it's like, cool. I'll sit in the car. I'm going to dominate Jurassic Park. You know that cool Jurassic Park arcade game where you sit down in the car?
Yeah, no, you know.
Why are you guys not supporting me today? Where are you?
No, no, that's a good. I do remember that one. That's a good one. Actually, when you mentioned Jurassic Park, I was thinking the movies is a good summer activity.
Ooh, it is.
Oh, I'm going to get those summer blockbusters in. Yeah.
And
cool inside.
And by us, they have the cool inside. No, they have the drive-in movies, which are super awesome.
Oh, yeah.
Those are super cool. I'm actually a very big fan of that. And every once in a while, I'll do them at one. Oh, really? It's pretty up. Cool. Oh, what's up?
Sup? 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 I don't know what we're doing.
I don't think he understood what we were saying.
You said something about you saw up, right? In the drive-in or something.
And I said, what's up?
Yeah, a little smarter than I thought.
And I just said sup because I just wanted to. Anyway.
So
movies is a good activity.
So you're big into going to the movie theater, Andrew.
I do, yeah. But also because I bought like that the
A-list thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I was like, I might as well use it. So I've been like going just randomly to see movies.
What's the last movie you saw?
I don't remember. It might have just been Doctor Strange. I still need to go see, I might go this weekend and see Maverick. Actually, I have tickets for Jurassic Park. Jurassic Park is this week, isn't it?
Holy crap.
I have tickets for that. Yeah. Oh my God. So I'm seeing that. Even though I don't have a lot of high hopes for it because the last one was not great.
Hey, you better watch your mouth.
Okay. Since everybody's back, you know?
It's one of the greatest franchises alongside Fast and Furious.
That is...
Got him. Gotcha. Bamboozled him. Nice.
I hate it.
What's crazy is the amount of people they're getting into Fast and Furious movies. I've been seeing like behind the scenes and they got a bunch of big people in this latest one. Like, how do you get these people to do
Did you see that movie? Ma's joining?
Who?
I don't know who she is, but there's an actress who's going to play his grandma.
Oh, yeah. What's her name? And I was like, how the heck did you get her in this movie?
From is it Rita Moreno?
I don't remember.
I think it's Rita Moreno from West Side Story, from the old West Side Story.
Maybe. But it's just like, how you get
these people? No, I'm telling you who it is.
Anyway, we're getting off topic because summer. What else are you doing this summer? Do you guys have plans to go away?
Eating you.
I mean, that's every summer.
I am
plotting your demise.
Planning on going to the Jersey Shore. I'm also going to North Carolina with my family. I believe there will be another Disney trip somewhere in there.
Naturally.
And personally, I would like to do none of it.
Oh.
Gotcha. Cool. Nice.
Cool.
When does summer for you guys tend to end?
End August.
Yeah, no, I say October. Like
I agree. Off.
I say October.
I don't know. By the time September, I feel like it's done already.
I think like the seasons are just so thrown off. Now, winter is
global warming, dude.
Winter is 6 months. Spring is 2 weeks. Summer is 3, maybe 4 months. Fall now has 1 month. So it's like summer goes, and then it's like you'll have a chilly night, and you're like, oh, man, fall's on its way. Then it just goes right back to being 90 degrees. Mm-hmm. Then you get a really hard rain that should have been happening in the spring. That then knocks down all of the leaves before you really get to enjoy autumn. And then snow comes.
You've thought about this a lot.
A lot.
Or it doesn't come. It just gets stupid cold.
Yeah. You got rain in the winter, and it's just
got these polar vortexes, man. Who needs them? Who needs them?
No, because I loved autumn. I thought fall was like the greatest. It was just like
it is. There's no pollen time. Either.
And like it's just best. The bonfires, sitting outside, like hoodie weather outside
is the best way.
With a fire is just so dope. And we have a projector at my house that works really well outside. So I would just get groups of people over to watch a movie outside. And it's just, you got a bonfire, you're wearing hoodies, you have, you know, Angry Orchard, Oktoberfest, Sam Adams kind of thing. It's just chill vibes all around, man.
Chill vibes, bro. Chill vibes, bro.
You can't even hit it.
Yeah. I also feel like, I don't know, just when we were back and younger and we were in high school, when you have off for the summer, there's a lot more time for activities. Even if it's just like hanging out with your friends or something, like we would go across the street, play basketball all the time with our neighbors and stuff like that.
Must be nice.
You went to the park all the time. Oh, are you talking about you were always in trouble because you, I don't know.
Hey, no. Were you always in trouble? You got locked up.
I was in trouble one time. That was the one time I went on. Time. I was in trouble one time over the summer, and that was the time that I had to go to summer school. Which I didn't actually have to go to summer school.
What a dummy.
Actually, no, I won that summer school because I left that place with two girls' phone numbers. So
you won the summer school? I don't think you're supposed to win summer school.
I didn't actually have to go. That was the point. I just slacked off that year. Cause your boy doesn't like doing homework, dude.
Oh yeah, we know that. And that
your boy
that,
doesn't like
so doing tired homework. Of lacking.
The freeze we, night we when you said that was great. Yeah, we heard that, but it's just
we can
like
hear you. Now. Yeah, bud, you're still with us. You want to go back to
school? I don't know. I wish
I could teach you.
It'd be cool if the real world was like you have summer off, and be just like your job's like you have summer off. Cool, awesome. Two
world comes to a standstill.
I know, right?
I'm pretty sure in the country of China that they don't have summer break for schools.
No.
Right. Yeah. It's like they just kind of sporadically will do like a little bit of time off, but it's training for it's pretty the real much world. Life. There's no just random breaks for you to just take.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's like year round. Which is rough, but
I mean, so is real life.
Yeah. Unless you quit your job and then just hope you have enough money to take 2 months off.
Not all of us can live like Zach.
I've been thinking about it.
That's a good point.
I might just do it. I might just pull the trigger.
Where are you going? I mean, you could. You still.
No, I just quit my job. I'm not even going anywhere. Just quit my job.
Saw the assassin, right? What? The assassin behind you.
You're shade. Oh. You're like, I might just take off. And it's like, hey! Your boss is like, oh, yeah?
It's going like, good. No, they're monitoring
your time.
I'm not losing another one. He just kills you instead. I don't know. Doesn't make sense.
But yeah, when it's like really nice weather, you think about it. When you wake up, you're like, dang, I should quit.
I mean, I do that all year round.
So. Yeah.
Oh, it doesn't even have to be nice weather.
No, because if it's a crappy day and it's like Saturday terrible morning. Outside, it's just like, why can't I just stay freaking home?
So then the opposite is also true. So it's like, it's beautiful outside. You're like, why can't I just stay home? So it's basically year round. It's just every day.
Yes, every day, no matter what. But honestly, like, especially for my example, for what I do, it's just brutally hot.
Yeah.
Like year round with the spray foam and stuff. But then it's like, I'm dying. Why can I not just be outside and at least in the pool?
But if you think about it, this is why you can eat whatever you want, because you sweat it off at work and then you just have another pie of pizza later when you get off work, because, you know.
I think that does help me not be twice the weight I am right now. But I should be doing more.
You're in a sauna. Yeah. Sauna.
Sauna.
Sauna. What?
John, you have one to add? Sauna. Come on, man.
No, thank you.
That one was anime. That was awesome.
Sona! I want no part.
what's like a good, before we end this, what's like a good summer memory you guys have?
Oh man. It was the best of times, it was the worst.
Good summer memory. All my summer memories are now out of my head. As soon as you asked that.
I have one that is that's also a core memory, which ties in well with John's topic from last time. I remember growing up, I wasn't big into basketball or, you know, sports activities because I was just a frail weakling, same as I am now. But I was big into Ultimate Frisbee. And I remember and will remember forever one summer, I had bought a Frisbee that actually lit up. So it had a light in the center. So then it would glow on like a really dark night. And I had one that it would like change colors, blue, red, green. So when you threw it, it was just like this UFO that was flying. And myself and three friends of mine, we would go to a park or a school actually and jump a fence to get into their track. And we would play on the turf in the middle of the track. And one time we went and a storm came in and it was just a downpour of rain. And rather than leaving, we played in the rain, and it was just 2-on-2 Ultimate Frisbee. And the glowing disc in the rain, just flying on the turf, like it was just an absolutely amazing thing. But it was one of those rains that it's like, the water was cold, but it was still hot outside, you know what I mean? And it was just perfect, just absolutely.
Sounds like it, yeah.
Yeah, it was just an awesome, awesome memory that's, you know, trying not to cry right now. But it was good time.
John, do you remember any?
I remember not having any friends.
Sad.
Yeah. No. Jesus.
I miss what I said, and I think that's good.
Yeah, what a loser.
No, I mean, honestly, like, I never really had, like, I had friends, but I never really had, like, a tight-knit group of friends like that. But, like, you know, every you know weekend going out and playing basketball or playing softball, yeah. But yeah, like I never really had like a tight knit group of friends that we would all go out like 3, 4, 5 of us and go do something.
I honestly feel like that's a generation thing, you know, because I don't know if you agree, Andrew, but with our age group, we were after the baby boomers, right? That's how it is. Yeah. So, I mean, me, for example, around my age group growing up in a, you know, 20-mile radius, there was 100 people that I knew that, you know, I could hang out with, or, you know, a friend of a friend was doing something and then, you know, we could go out there and stuff. And so I think it was very different, like you were saying, unfortunately, like my experience was there were too many people that were around, whereas...
Yeah, maybe. I mean, from my experience, because I don't like people, I just didn't care. Like, legit, I became friends with people because they were friends with my brothers. Like,
I don't like that you stared directly at me when you did that.
Yeah, I became friends with people because they were forced to live in my house. And we were talking to my other brothers. And I just had to interact with him the entire time.
I'm like...
That was Angie, by the way.
I didn't mean that. But if you think about it, you were friends with like Ryan first, and then like I just became friends with you after.
That's how friendship works. Like you just meet people. What?
No, but it's like the sibling. First. It's like the sibling friend. You know what I mean? Where it's like, I really your friend, or is it just because you like my brother? No, I'm kidding. Okay.
Yo. Honestly,
no, but like there was a lot of people that betrayal. Besides you, there was a lot of people that they were friends with that I'm just like, I just don't want to hang out with these people. So I would avoid all the time and just not go out. But like from the summers is you remember that Nerf football that had that whistle?
Whistle? Yes. Yeah.
I don't know why.
With like the tail. right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like the three fins.
I don't know why that's a memory, but that's just a really good memory. Just going to the park with like all the cousins and just throwing that around. Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
Oh, that was sick.
That or belly flops in the summer.
Cats and belly flops. Oh my gosh.
Cool. Awesome. There was that when you guys had that trampoline in the backyard. That was
trampoline was a lot of fun. We spent a lot of time out there.
That was dope. With
such a so dangerous.
Was it a trampoline or a trampoline?
It was a trampoline. It was definitely a trampoline.
The rock was not in our backyard.
There
was a rock
wall. There's dude.
It was
there's
dangerous.
A Dwayne Johnson wall.
He there laid down this, back there.
This trampoline was on the side of Mount Everest, dude. So
it
scary.
It was legit dangerous. There was no net. You know how like most trampolines have nets now? Like back then there was no net. It's just a
now. Did you at least have something covering the springs?
No.
Oh my gosh, that was one of the reckless ones.
Yeah.
So you just had blades just sticking up from the edges. It was American Gladiators.
It's dangerous.
Yeah.
But it was a lot of fun.
Go on the trampoline, it's fear factor.
And then when you put away the trampoline, the grass underneath it is dead because it blocked the sun.
Oh, RIP.
Yeah, but it was good times. Good times.
Trampolines are fun.
Any other before we end this? Any other memories you guys have? Summer memories?
Just like family vacations. Did a lot of summer vacations.
Yeah, all those road trips like Georgia.
I can't speak, man. I don't know what's wrong with me.
Well, it's because growing up, you didn't have a lot of friends, so you're not used to.
That's true. I'm not used to speaking this much.
Just talking to people.
I'm going to regress and stop talking.
Cool. Well, before you do, let's run that ad again.
I also have a part for our new segment that we're doing.
Oh, that's right. We were going to do that. I forgot.
Paulo, we had a transition. We got to cut this out, but this is going to cut, and then you do the whatever the intro to the segment that we're going to make is.
Oh, well,
then do your ad first, then. Give us the ad.
No.
Okay. No.
That was
no, sad. We do this. Yeah. Do the segment first and then the ad.
Oh, whatever.
Because the ad is ending the show.
I thought the segment was a different thing.
Okay, no, so...
the segment is a part of the show.
Okay, fine.
So, like, anyway. When you're doing... like, so, for example, like, if you're... since you're the host, you'd be like... it's the end of your topic. So, like, oh, like, should we do some current events? And then whoever's not doing it, Josh would then be like, yeah. And then be like, hey, blah, 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 blah. Or no. And then no, he would be like, yeah, let's do it. And then intro to the segment. And then he does his thing. And then blah, 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 blah. We discuss that. And
cool. Josh, do you have a current event?
Is that going to be the intro from now on? Just doing that? Just zooming in? Josh?
Josh got so angry.
Yeah, he did. I'm actually surprised he didn't leave the entire thing.
For those listening, I zoomed in my camera on my face. Pulled the office, just stared at the camera, and it annoyed John a lot.
Welcome to our new segment, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to be doing some current events. I'm just going to mix in here a couple here and there, you know, at the end of our episodes. I don't like the title of this one.
So this year will be the 25th anniversary to... oh, and by the way, this is Josh. I will be presenting today's current event. So anyway, this is the 25th anniversary of Batman and Robin, a movie starring George Clooney and Chris O'Donnell that was released in 1997. One of the greatest Batman movies made in our time. We're very lucky to... oh, that's my...
oh, dogs.
Goodness, that was a careful background. One of the greatest Batman movies that was ever made. Now, one of the standout things from Batman and Robin is the bat nipples. That is when the director, Schumacher, decided to put nipples on the bat suit. Now, for many, many years, that has been a running joke. As
wait, real, has been let's go back up. Real, did you see that? The costume designer explains why the Dark Knight has such dank teats.
I was trying to avoid that. I did not want that to be brought in. Dank. So the director, Schumacher has been blamed for many years for adding the nipples to the Batsuit. It was something that anytime he was doing an interview for other movies and everything, that was brought up and that was discussed. Now, it actually got to a point that when he talked about the movie or anything else, he would say that he was worried that on his tombstone was going to be bat nipples. Not even just the words, they were going to put bat nipples on his tombstone. Fortunately, that did not happen when he died.
Should own it.
He
should
have owned it. I think he does 100%. But what's very interesting is to find out that it actually wasn't Joel Schumacher's idea to put the nipples on the bat suit. I just want to see how many times I can say nipples. All right.
You're saying it a lot. So yeah. He took the blame and he just let it happen.
Just let it happen.
Nips, 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 yeah. Nips.
Oh, pulls, pulls, pulls. So,
I'm sorry, did you say balls?
I was saying the P-L-E part. You were saying nips, and I was like adding balls. In yeah, oh, balls.
Yeah, it sounded like
balls. That's a weird, who would have thought that would be a sentence you would ever say? So, it started off actually in Batman Forever with Val Kilmer. But then... then it actually became worse in Batman and Robin. Now, what's amazing is to find out that it was actually the costume designer who made the decision to add the nipples to the Batsuit. What's even more incredible is that this costume designer is the one that we can thank for Michelle Pfeiffer's Catsuit. This man gave us an extremely iconic Catwoman suit that we will forever remember, with the tight leather, the shiny blackness, the stitching, the staples, the craziness.
Cool suit, yeah.
Right? But then goes on to create the bat nipples. What's even more wild is to find out that this costume designer is still creating costumes. And John, he created Ben Affleck's Batsuit.
I mean, he had something to go off of, though. So, well, I'm not crediting.
You think that's why he did the bat symbol
to hide the nipples? Because he probably put nipples on there, but then he put the bat symbol over it because he's like, I don't want to get in trouble again. But he just loves nipples too much, so he's like, I need the nipples. Mm-hmm. But
I need the nipples. Wow. He actually just shouted that.
That was the sentence that he said. We didn't know why he said that, but that's what he said.
Because that's you heard he's, it here first, he's folks. Addicted to it. He's got issues.
God, what an egregious sin.
So this is an incredible article. But now, for any of you that know, in Batman and Robin, there was also Batgirl. So there is the question: how come Batman and Robin had nipples on their suit? Batgirl did not. I'm actually not going to tell you guys that answer. You're going to have to look up this article and read it yourself. Andrew, get the heck out of here, man. Slow your eyes down. God, what was the answer? I didn't even read it myself.
It's because apparently it was too obscene for her.
But I mean, that makes sense.
Oh, so we're just going to sexually objectify the men, huh? Unreal. Yeah,
what about equal rights?
Unreal. What is this nonsense?
Equal nips, man.
So that was my current event for today. We're going to wrap this up before it gets even crazier. Crazier. This guy's out here. Release the nip. Release the nip cut. Oh, well, thank you for allowing me this time. Back to you, Andrew.
Superheroes have nipples, right? I'm with that costume designer.
I think just standard humans have them too.
Yeah, you know what? You might be right. I might be right.
Maybe not though. John's checking.
I had to make sure.
Look at all my Funkos now.
None of the Funkos do. See, this my, is my, they're all my, removing the nips.
My Lego people have them too.
No way.
I drew them there.
Does it really? Okay. Yeah, it does.
Yeah,
has the nips. You don't have to get that.
We close. Have the nips.
Oh, God.
Restaurant nippies.
John, hit us with an ad. Let's get out of here.
This episode is brought to you by things that I don't want to do. And we added to that list. I don't want to talk about. I don't want to talk about nipples. I don't want to talk about doing ads. I don't want to. What? I don't want to talk to Josh anymore.
I don't want to talk about Bruno.
Yeah, Bruno. We never want to talk about that guy. I don't want to do it. I don't want to.
What about talking about your, childhood friendships?
I don't want to. I don't want to do that.
Yeah, no friends.
We can make that. We can make that a whole other episode if you want. They weren't there. What? Who said that?
Sniper. Okay. Well, this has been a fun episode. And bring back soup nips.
Summer, summertime.
Sorry. We're done. Get out of here. Go away. That's the end of the episode. See you guys.